WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There's another uptick in vehicle burglaries in College Station. After nearly 50 cases during a three-week period last month, CSPD received 18 more last weekend. That made up half of the property crimes reported last Friday through Sunday. There were also 10 thefts, 4 reports of criminal mischief, 3 stolen vehicles, and 2 home burglaries. President Trump is not the only one thinking about holding a military parade. College Station City Councilman James Benham hopes there is one as part of a new event that will debut the weekend before Memorial Day.
If you can get missiles that roll down the street along with it, I think that would be incredible as well. Intercontinental ballistic missiles. I'm sure that's the one thing I'll get quoted on from the entire meeting.
Benham was part of a unanimous council that at its last meeting endorsed what is being called the Texas Weekend of Remembrance. The Commandant of the Corps of Cadets, retired General Joe Ramirez, is one of 14 members of the event's planning committee.
This event is long overdue. It's something we need to honor those who have served, not just from this area, but those that have served across the country. I'm in full support of it, even to the point where I've contacted friends of mine at Fort Hood that are more than willing to offer military support from there as well.
The committee believes 10,000 will attend the event, which will include softball and 7-on-7 football tournaments composed of active military and veterans, musical performances, and a display of military vehicles. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved a more than $1 million contract to design part of the city's second regional park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz talked about the phased construction of what will eventually be 8 ball fields at Southeast Park, which will be built along Rock Prairie Road between Bird Pond and Fitch.
When it's completely built out, includes 8 ball fields. So the first phase will be 4 of those fields, but also looking at the infrastructure for those 4, but about 30% of the infrastructure of what is to come.
No construction timetable was announced on the $10 million park. Financing will come from $6 million in bonds and $4 million in hotel occupancy tax money. The deadline to volunteer for Keep Brazos Beautiful's Texas Trash Off event is tomorrow.
Texas Trash Off is an event designed to do a litter cleanup in Bryan and College Station. Groups or individuals that will put in groups will go around the cities and pick up litter along roadways and near parks.
Programs manager Haley Frakes says the event is the morning of Saturday, March 3rd, followed by a luncheon. For more information or to sign up, go online to keepbrazosbeautiful.org. An Aggie who owns one of the nation's largest highway construction companies will have his name on A&M's Hotel and Conference Center north of Kyle Field.
Doug Pitcock, a great Texas Aggie, selfless servant, great Aggie, great Texan, great American.
Board of Regents member Phil Adams made the motion that was unanimously adopted at last week's meeting. Doug Pitcock, class of 1949, is the CEO of Houston-based Williams Brothers Highway Construction Company. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 40 degrees. Call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. You can also stream us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Come join fellow conservatives for an evening of fun and fellowship as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2018 Reagan Day Dinner, Friday, March 16th at the Brazos Center. Keynote speaker for this event is none other than Governor of our great state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott advocates policy changes to keep Texas the most exceptional state in America. Brazos strong, Texas strong, Abbott strong. Table sponsorship and individual tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Reagan Day Dinner on Friday, March 16th. Log on to BrazosGOP.org for details.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. And we will feel a difference. Here's some numbers.
Cloudy and damp for today. There'll be widely scattered showers this morning and this afternoon. Highs 50 to 55 today. Scattered showers tonight and evening low of 50. Temperatures on the rise overnight. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for a stray shower turning warmer. Highs near 70. Scattered showers 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds give way to some sun. It turns breezy and warm Thursday. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops is ranked 21st in the nation, back in the top 25 poll once again. But the injury bug to go along with the suspension problem seems to be biting the Aggies. They dismissed J.J. Caldwell on Sunday. They also suspended J.J. Chandler. I asked Coach Billy Kennedy if his disciplinary issues are any different than other coaches in the league.
This is only the second time we've dismissed a kid in 7 years for anything, and it's unfortunate. And we got standards to uphold here, and that's what we're trying to do.
Hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up as the guys gear up to take on Missouri tonight. Also, the Olympics going on. Plenty of stuff to talk about. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, I heard you use the word problem. Never use the word problem unless you're talking about mathematics. Okay?
We're
talking about a situation, then it's an issue.
An issue.
Yeah, we can't have a problem anymore.
There's nothing to see here. No problems.
That's right. That might mean that it was serious, but instead we have an issue.
An issue.
Okay.
Issue.
There. By the way, if you'd like to celebrate today, it's Get a Different Name Day.
Yeah.
So announce to the office if you want to be called something different today. If today you're feeling like you want to be a Wally, then you can do that. If you want to be a Frank, you could do that.
There you go.
Just, but you might want to let people know ahead of time that that's the situation, that today you want to do that.
Have you ever played one of those games like Guess My Stripper Name? That I'm talking about? You ever done that?
You know, I really haven't.
You want to know what your name will be?
I was going to say, it's not guess, it's like, what is yours?
Yeah.
Let's do this another time. Probably not at 7:12 on the day before Valentine's Day. I'm just saying.
I got your Scott. I'll tell you later.
Right, we'll do that
I'll
later.
I'll have to text it to you.
All right, so now, here's the deal, is we're going to start all this Valentine stuff with this point, that according to a new survey, 54% of married people say they won't be going out to celebrate.
Okay.
They won't be doing anything different. I mean, there may be a little gift for each other. That's it.
All right.
Okay? That way, all the married people are off the hook for all this stuff that we're going to talk about. So, in the meantime, we do have a moment inside a woman's head, followed by, of course, a few seconds inside a man's head. Valentine's Day edition.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Boy, having Valentine's Day on a weekday sure takes the pressure off not being in a steady relationship. Although I don't think I'd use the word steady for most of my relationships. I'd use tilted, uneven, uneasy, stressful, twisted, unraveled, blind, loveless, dumb, clueless, disposable, bondless, parallel, bailout, unreliable, and nomance. I'll have to bring my lunch to work so I can avoid some cafe that has a Valentine's special. I don't want to get the stare from other women who are on their lunch dates as I stand alone. You know, the same stare that they'd give a slightly wounded animal. Of course, I always just roll with it and say loudly, "I'm waiting for someone. He'll be here any minute." Then I say, "I forgot my phone in my car and I never return." Sad. Ooh, that should have been on my list. Sad.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's
Head. Yep, there you go. Man. Yeah, so All those
wounded animal.
A wounded animal. Oh, sweetie.
All right. On the other side, a few seconds inside a man's head. Here we go.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Excuse me. Do you have any blank Valentine's cards? Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll just write my own. I can come up with something good.
Oh, God.
By now, you know. By now, you know. Oh, by now, you know. You know. You know?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she'll think that's funny. S-W-A-K. Done.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
There you go.
S-W-A-K?
Seal with a kiss.
Oh.
What? You don't know that?
No, I was like,
I didn't catch
swack.
That either.
Swack. Okay. What does swack mean?
Okay, no. Well, there. Okay, that brings me to the next thing I was thinking about. So, as you might or might understand, both the people who are on the show with me are younger than my children, okay? Mm-hmm. So, just so you know. So, for instance, today they have a list of what different flowers symbolize.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, I have to believe that most guys have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
It's, okay, it's roses or it's whatever the bouquet is at the store where you're buying.
Right.
Just
right.
Roses, it's just okay. Easy. It's
now,
easy.
Sure, but you know what? Maybe
yeah,
you
but it's
have,
not original.
Right. It's not original. Maybe you have somebody who doesn't like roses.
Yeah, because there are people out there who don't like roses.
And, you know, of course, now because roses can be popular, they're cajillions of kinds of roses,
mm-hmm.
Some that don't even look like roses.
Different colors, which can mean a lot.
So then, if you happen to be that guy who will take it to the next level of, oh gosh, what other flowers might she like? They give us a list of these things.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know if I want to do them because does it matter? Do guys care that much?
No, probably not.
All right.
They will if you tell them to care,
okay.
Scott.
Now
you could start a trend.
Carnations stand for fascination.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I thought carnation stood for cheap.
Whoa! Man.
Done and done.
Is there a story behind that, Reeves?
No, they're just cheap flowers.
They are. Sunflowers. But you know what? They can stay good looking for a long time.
See, I did not know carnation was a type of flower. I thought it was just, you know, that's what you call it. Yeah, I thought it was what you call a flower cut it up and you can put it on your lapel. Yeah,
yeah, no, that's it. It's a carnation.
Okay.
So, sunflowers represent warmth, happiness, and loyalty.
Okay.
And they got good-tasting seeds.
Well, that too. And you know, but if you got to wait for them to be edible, that does take a while.
Yeah.
Daisies symbolize beauty, innocence, and purity.
Okay.
Tulips stand for perfect love.
Oh.
They convey comfort and warmth and are, of course, affordable as well.
Mm.
So, there you go. Now,
That was it?
Well,
just
I mean, okay, we've got...
Well, we don't have to go through
yeah,
all of them.
Yeah, I mean, because do you really care about gardenias? Because you can't
not.
Get
no.
gardenias
yeah,
here.
That's true.
And irises, which last like a day and a half.
Yeah.
Then they really look bad. Then she has to throw them out. She feels bad about that because you've gotten these flowers.
Right.
My question is this. Of your generation,
mm-hmm.
How big a deal are flowers? How are they presented? Is it a big bouquet? Is it one flower? Just kind of observations from both of you when it comes to that.
Yeah, I feel like more and more people that I talk to or know that are around my age think flowers are kind of a waste of money.
Okay.
But I haven't received flowers that often, but when I have, like, I really like flowers.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like people are going more towards the gift route instead of flowers.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, I'm in a grocery-torium, which, of course, is where a lot of people go to get their Valentine mm-hmm. presents, and they've set up a pop-up,
mm-hmm.
and so because they want to be able to make... They want to think of more things to put chocolate on for Valentine's Day, if at all possible.
Oh, so the candy bouquets.
Yeah, well, that.
Mm-hmm. Those are delicious.
Yeah, plus then they had this little bitty thing that was, I don't know, maybe 4x4, and it was a flower pot that had, like, three really scraggly-looking red flowers in
okay.
them.
Okay.
That may have been baby roses, for all
yeah.
I know. And then in the front is this opening, and it actually says in there, photo.
Oh, so you put a photo in it.
That's for guys who are too stupid to know why that is there.
Insert here.
Yeah, I think photo. I think the biggest thing with our generation is just the expense of flowers and then to think that they don't last forever.
Yep,
and that's why some women, you know, would prefer jewelry.
Yeah, but flowers aren't that expensive, right? I mean, I know it all depends on what kind of huge bouquet
what you
may
all
get.
All depends on what you want to do.
It
there
all
are a
depends,
lot of different possibilities.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
So the more I'm thinking about this photo thing, I'm thinking, now this guy, and I didn't pick it up to see how much it cost, but, you know, I'm sure it was probably.
When's the last time you printed a photo?
Yeah, well, right. Exactly.
That's the biggest thing. But, I mean, I bet you could ask guys and half of them wouldn't even know how to get a photo printed.
Very true. Well, you know, what you do is you take your phone and you download it at Walgreens or CVS.
Exactly.
And that's how that happens.
Yeah.
If you're really smart and you've got a chip, you can bring that in.
Sure.
But whatever. But my thought is, guys, this is how you can do this because you don't have to put a photo of yourself in there. You can take a picture of your dog. Or her dog, you know, whatever it happens to be.
You could even put a little note.
You could do that.
In there.
Yeah, now take out the little thing that says photo, because that'll be lame when she pulls out and it just says photo there.
Or if there's models in the, you know, there's actually a picture of models in there. Yeah.
Well, that's the way that used to be in your wallet. You know, you'd always open up, there was a picture of somebody in there. Oh, this is where the pictures go.
So a little off topic, but my aunt bought a bunch of really nice frames to put up at her house.
All right.
And she still has the pictures of the models in the frames.
They're better looking than her family.
She hasn't put actual pictures of her family in there. People come in the house and go, oh, who are these people? She goes, oh, those are the models.
That's
the pictures.
Funny. That's really funny.
Where does she live?
East Texas.
Yeah.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer? And who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
723 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, this is the perfect week, a year for Halloween. Valentine's Day, because it's in the middle of the week.
Right.
Helps us out so that guys who've forgotten can casually go in a panic today and buy something.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, apparently, when it comes to actually sending a card as opposed to an e-card, guys much more in favor of sending the real thing.
Okay.
Okay. By an 80 to 64% margin, okay? 80% of the guys say it's okay, 64% of the women. So women are all right with the idea, clearly, of sending an e-card as opposed to a genuine card.
I like real cards.
Well, but I don't know. Do women send a lot of Valentines to guys? I mean, once you get out of fourth grade or whatever,
nobody cares about the guys on Valentine's Day. No, they don't.
Yes,
whatever.
They do. I bought Valentine's Day cards before. Yeah.
For dudes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So there.
All right. Did you give him any candy?
My mom gives my dad a Valentine's Day card all the time, every year.
So there.
Does she give them candy?
We love cards in the
Buy
Weaver
them
family.
Flowers? Okay.
Yes.
I want a bouquet.
It's a two-way street holiday.
I want a bouquet 100%. Of beef jerky. That'd be amazing. Just a bunch of Slim Jims
I'm
in a jar.
I'm not getting you anything.
Oh, come on, Reeves.
I got some. Matter of fact, Jack Link's beef jerky in a faux fur-lined heart-shaped box available in grocery stores and mass retailers and at some gas stations, too. Stopped to get gas and thought of you. They have Sweetheart Heart Gummies. They're sweet on the outside, sour on the inside.
Okay.
Kind of like life. Be Mine Mixed Tic Tacs. Each is stamped with some sort of a little affectionate message. They come in wild cherry and strawberry flavors. Okio's Red Velvet Greek Yogurt.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Red Velvet Yogurt.
Yeah.
Man. Okay.
Altoids Peppermints. They're available in special Valentine tins if you want to do something like that. It could be a subliminal message to somebody, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about Galentine's Day? Do you know
Galentine's? Yes.
Galentine's.
That's today.
Yeah.
Today
Galentine's
is Galentine's
Celebrate
Day.
Celebrate with your gal pals.
That's it.
So that's what it is? It's just ladies' night, basically?
Yeah.
For ladies, it's been around since 2010 when Amy Poehler's Parks and Recreation mm-hmm. character declared the fictional holiday. It's kind of like Festivus.
Festivus,
but, you know,
yeah. But so for girls.
Said it's her favorite day of the year on the show. She explained at her Galentine breakfast with friends that ladies celebrating ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, and honestly, a lot of people, like businesses, have picked up on this. And,
okay.
you know, there's a lot of, like, boutiques and other stores that, you know, cater mainly to women that will have sales or deals or, you know, champagne or whatever. So,
well,
yeah.
Etsy, as a matter of fact, has got some Galentine's
okay.
stuff.
Yep.
So it's there, it's happening, that's
there
a thing.
There you go.
So, well, what a guy. Do guys have, like, a bro day?
No.
That could
no.
be. That could
no.
be any time, though. We should go out and...
Hey, man, you want to yeah. have a beer?
Yeah, exactly.
For Valentine's Day?
Well, no, I don't know about that, but still. So, all right. Have we taken care of everything to do with... Oh, no, wait, one more thing.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So, according to a new survey, 13% of people say Valentine's Day is their favorite holiday.
Are you serious?
13%.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing.
6% say they hate it. 5%
okay.
say it's the most depressing day of the year. The survey also found that 23% of single women, 7% of single men say they're fine spending tomorrow with their dog or cat instead
Ooh,
of another person.
Definitely.
Okay.
I think Coda's Bark Box is supposed to be delivered either tomorrow or Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect timing to celebrate
yep,
with my
be
pup.
Some, exactly. Be some pet stuff out there. And, you know, basically, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean... Well,
yeah.
as long as they can go outside and do what they need to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, dogs.
Right.
For the most part, animals don't let you down.
They
no. Not nearly as much as people.
Yeah. 727, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Got a little warming trend, which is kind of nice and always welcome. We do have a few showers this morning. It may go on through the day, but we won't get any more than general accumulations of maybe a quarter of an inch. We'll see. 60% chance is what they're telling us. Winds will be out of the northeast all day. We'll have a high of about 50. Tonight, 49 is our low. Tomorrow, we get up to 70. And on Thursday, we're looking at 77. Only downside is there's no sunshine out there. It's just going to be warmer. 66 is our high on Friday. And we'll have a cloudy, kind of a rainy weekend. 50-50 chance of rain on Friday night with a low of 44. Only get up to the lower 50s on Saturday, they're telling us, with that continued 50% chance of rain. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 6. We've got a chill factor of 37, some light rain off and on, and it's 41 out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Over the weekend, Politico ran a hit piece on Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly. Politico trying to turn a White House staff secretary's resignation into a national security scandal. And trying to lay the blame on General Kelly for letting the guy work in the White House without a full security clearance. Now, according to Politico, this is a big, big no-no. Every person who has access to the most sensitive pieces of intelligence must be supremely trustworthy. Capable of being kept in the highest cones of silence, they say. If they leak information, they potentially jeopardize lives of intelligence agents or sources in the field. Now, maybe we could take these drive-by media types seriously if we hadn't just lived through 8 years of Obama and Hillary. None of these media clowns were a bit concerned when classified material was on her server in her bathroom for all the world to pry into. We didn't see news criticizing the highly classified material found on Anthony Weiner's laptop sent by his wife, Huma Weiner, because Hillary supposedly couldn't figure out how to print it. There was no concern over national security when people in sensitive positions were unmasked by Obama's people conducting their politically motivated spy operations. So you know what? Nice try, Politico, but stuff it. Try a new angle. Too much hypocrisy here, even for you people on the left.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, the people at LifeLock wanted me to remind you there's a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements, that might offer you some protection. But they only offer a limited view of what actually is going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect it if your personal information is for sale on the dark web. That's why there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can see more identity threats that you may otherwise miss. Join now. Get 10% off. Just go to promo code RUSH at 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% now at LifeLock.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. While most of us were sleeping early yesterday morning, DPS investigated two crashes that closed Highway 6 near OSR in Robertson County. Shortly after 3 a.m., a southbound car struck a black cow that was in the road. Troopers say the driver was able to maintain control and stop the car on the paved shoulder. Moments later, a southbound semi struck a second cow. The driver of the semi lost control, hit the car, went down an embankment, crossed the feeder road, and struck a pipe fence at the Equine Hospital on OSR. The driver of the car was taken to a Bryan hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. The trucker was not injured. Both animals died at the scene. Thieves were back at work in College Station. The weekend report from College Station police indicated 33 property crimes were reported from Friday through Sunday. That includes 18 burglary of motor vehicles, 2 home burglaries, 10 thefts, and 3 cases of unauthorized use of motor vehicles. CSPD also received 4 reports of criminal mischief and 2 involving graffiti. A Palestinian man's latest visit to jail comes after police received a call of a naked man walking the streets.
When the officers arrived, this man jumped on top of the squad car, and he was taken down without much of anything and taken into custody and arrested for public intoxication.
Palestine Police Chief Andy Harvey says they posted a photo of the man on top of a patrol car on their Facebook page. A man sentenced to 4 years for driving drunk says the court should have gone easy on him because he's an alcoholic.
Ralph Friesenheim was arrested for his fourth DWI in 2016 in Comal County in Central Texas. He argued that being an alcoholic should be a protected class under the Americans with Disability Act.
Because he, as an alcoholic, can metabolize alcohol better than a non-drinker, that the level 0.08 should be a lot higher, essentially 0.3. to take in his disability.
Former U.S. Attorney Richard Roper calls that argument frivolous and says so did the Austin-based Court of Appeals. Roper does give Friesenheim high marks for creativity. Austin York, TSN News.
Eight more synthetic surface fields are coming to College Station. At the last city council meeting, approval was given to a more than $1 million design contract that Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says includes the first four fields at the new Southeast Park.
This particular design includes everything for that first phase, first four fields, plus entry into the facility and the infrastructure, but also about 30% of the design for the infrastructure yet to come.
There is an overall budget of $10 million for Southeast Park, which is located along Rock Prairie Road between Bird Pond and Fitch. $6 million will come from bonds yet to be issued, and another $4 million from hotel occupancy tax money. No construction timetable has been announced. The Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before Memorial Day, the city of College Station will hold its first Texas Weekend of Remembrance. The city council at its last meeting agreed with city staff that this could be a signature event to draw out-of-town tourists. Jerome Rectorick wanted assurances that the military-themed event stayed with the theme of remembering the service of veterans.
Memorial Day originated after the war between the states to honor those who died in that war. And it, Memorial Day is a memorial day. It is not a day of celebration.
Rectorick also questioned if hotel occupancy tax money should pay for the event. Councilwoman Linda Harvell, who is a former Convention and Visitors Bureau director, supported the use of hot funds.
And I don't think we should shoot ourselves in the foot of the first year. We don't have these great successful numbers because it's going to take a couple of years to get it, to really get it going.
Organizers expect 10,000 to attend the event at Veterans Park, which will include a display of military vehicles, musical performances, and children's activities. Active military and veterans will also be invited to compete in 7-on-7 football and softball tournaments. Texas Trash Off is Saturday, March 3rd, and Keep Brazos Beautiful is looking for volunteers.
Whether it's an individual or groups from businesses, we'll get college students, whether that's from A&M or Blinn. We'll have different people from civic organizations in the area, and we'll get families as well.
Programs manager Haley Frakes says groups will go around the Twin Cities picking up litter along the roadways and near parks.
It's important to our community, just in general, for economic development and tourism in the area. You know, people want to come back to a place that they've visited that's clean and beautiful, whether that's along a roadway where there are shops or along a roadway where there are parks as well.
Frake says the deadline to sign up for Texas Trash Off is tomorrow. Go online to keepbrazosbeautiful.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 41 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6th.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning, News Talk 1620. WTAW, the Infomaniacs, from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, the weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport as well. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now. Go to groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
We have a significant warm-up headed our way. Clouds today, scattered showers, temperatures 50 to 55. There may be a few showers around tonight, lows near 50 this evening, temperatures rising overnight. Cloudy with a chance for a shower tomorrow, much warmer, highs closer to 70. Scattered showers 60 to 65 through tomorrow night. Thursday, clouds, some sun, breezy and warmer, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops has taken its lumps this year. With both injuries and suspensions, Coach Billy Kennedy says he thinks his guys can persevere.
It's an unfortunate situation, but it's been that kind of year, but we've been able to overcome all year, and I believe we'll be able to overcome again.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up as the guys gear up to take on Missouri tonight. Also, plenty of Olympic sports going on. The U.S. continues to rack up the golds, now has six total medals, three behind leader Norway. So we'll talk a little bit more about the Pyeongchang Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
All that more coming up in sports.
You bet. So, guys, we'll do a lot of things to try to impress a lady, right?
Right.
I mean, they just do. They'll come up with ideas, schemes. This one's tough to top. Authorities say a man pretended to be a United States Army general.
Oh.
Wanted to impress a woman when he unexpectedly landed a helicopter at the headquarters of a North Carolina tech company. The guy, 57-year-old Christian Desereaux, has been charged with pretending to be a military officer.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Homeland Security Special Agent says the man wore an Army uniform, falsely claimed to be on a mission authorized by Donald Trump.
Oh, sure. Oh, wow.
When he landed the chartered helicopter in November, he picked up a female acquaintance, took her on a helicopter ride, because he wanted to impress her and pursue his romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's a way to start off a good relationship.
I would think
with a big fat lie.
I would think the fact that you can fly a helicopter is pretty impressive.
Right.
I think he chartered that. Well, again, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a general.
Okay, that's right.
General.
Yeah, he doesn't actually fly it.
Where do you get the uniform? How does that work? I mean, can you do that? Can you buy a general's uniform?
But you're
online?
Right, Zach. Either way, just take her on a helicopter ride.
I mean, that's pretty dang impressive.
That's true. That would work.
Let's
anyway.
Fly to our picnic in the hills.
He's in trouble now. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
And girls.
30, girl. 6:25.
Right. Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Make sure it stays
and
a 10.
So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Right.
That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But
we appreciate
don't worry
that.
About calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
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 Bye. A little Rihanna for you this morning, huh? Yeah.
Love life, how real dear.
I mean, this is kind of a love song. It's We Found Love, right?
Sure.
So, there.
It gets you dancing.
It does.
In a hopeless place, too.
Yeah. What, in your car?
No, no. It's
in a hopeless place.
That's a song.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jeez.
I know. All right, there you go.
Here's the hook.
I actually changed the lyrics to this song.
Did you?
Every year at Chili Fest, we found love in a Chili Fest place. It happens.
All right, so there you go. Little Rihanna for you today. All right, just shows no matter what, you can find people who will hate anything. According to a survey, 9% of U.S. Americans don't like any type of Girl Scout cookie.
Oh. What?
Yeah. That just means more for the rest of us.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Course, is their sense of taste gone?
Not sure. Thin Mints, 27% said it's their favorite Girl Scout cookie. And they're number one across pretty much all the age groups and all the demographics. Doesn't matter whether you're man or woman, young folks, old folks, anywhere. Even Republicans and Democrats, they can agree on this.
It's a bipartisan issue.
That's it. Samoas or Caramel Delights in at 19%.
Which I love, but it always surprises me that they come in so high because of the coconut. And a lot of people are weird about coconut.
You're right.
Whether it's the taste or the texture. So one of my favorites by far, but it does surprise me that it always comes in as now, one of the more popular ones.
That was the empty box, right, in the break room last week?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
There was an empty box.
Oh, really?
Somebody left an empty box.
Oh, imagine that. Shocker. Shocker.
That is a big problem.
It amazes me. It amazes me. And I just thought about it this morning because sure enough, I go in there and we had a restaurant deliver us food yesterday for lunch and there's still an empty container just sitting there. Someone had to take the last of whatever was in there and then they took it and then they just left.
You should write a strongly worded memo and post it on
post you know, note. And it's not like there's not a trash can in the break room. Right there.
Okay, by the way, if you try to put a note up, you will get plenty of comments written on the note. You know of course.
No, it's pointless.
Coming up later, later today, social etiquette rules that all of us should be following.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it'll be this hour, but we will have it.
Okay.
Okay, so after the tagalongs, after that, the
Samoas caramel delights,
tagalongs, or peanut butter patties, they're called that sometimes at 10%. Also, trifoils?
Oh, the trefoils.
That's it.
Yeah, they're just the little shortbread ones.
Trefoils?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what they call them. Just call them shortbread.
Yeah.
And Do-si-dos, or peanut butter sandwich cookies, comes in at 9%.
Do-si-dos.
Only 4% said another type of Girl Scout cookie was their favorite.
Okay.
And then 5% said they'd never tried Girl Scout cookies before.
Wow. This year, for the first time, I tried, I think they're just called thank yous, and they're a shortbread cookie, but then they've got like a fudge bottom.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
And they were tasty, but I think they're fairly new, so maybe that's why they haven't made the list.
Pepperidge Farm does that. You know, they take those things and slam a little chocolate on the bottom of them and all that going on. All right, there you go. But again, apparently 9% of people hate every type of Girl Scout.
That's crazy.
Cookie.
Whatever.
We got to share the planet with them.
Yeah. Texas Land Commissioner George B. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas. And that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come. Fighting to give our veterans the support they need. Fighting to reduce the size of government. Fighting to improve our schools. And fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George P. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values. And he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George P. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George P. Bush campaign.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Just because you're madly in love with someone, that doesn't mean you should marry them. That statement may sound crazy, but it makes sense when you understand how infatuation dupes you into bad relationship choices. Just ask John and Maria. After years of marriage, they can only agree on this one sad...
You know what? That's yesterday's focus on the family. Okay, I just realized that. All right, I'll be back with the new one.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Karen didn't realize how much her identity as a mom was tied to her children's behavior until she was called to her son's school to address a problem. She felt shame welling up within her as soon as she walked into the vice principal's office. Karen's son had made some pretty bad choices that eventually landed him in juvenile court and required him to do several hours of community service. That day in the office, Karen remembers feeling like a complete failure as a mother. She was thinking, I must be a bad mom if my child is making such poor decisions. Where had she gone wrong? When she later shared her struggle with her husband, he told her something that helped her to gain perspective. He said, "You didn't force our son to make those choices. He did it all by himself." Karen's husband is right. You can't tether your identity as a parent to your kids' choices so tightly that you lose yourself. If you've taught your children right from wrong, then their choices are their choices, not yours. Bad decisions are a sign that your children are still learning how to weigh the consequences for their decisions. And that's how they discover, yes, sometimes the hard way, that there is such a thing as a bad choice. Mom and Dad, your parenting will never be flawless, so don't lose yourself in your kids' behavior. Remember that your children's choices are their choices, not yours. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. The new year means a new you. Improve your lifestyle, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. Good morning at 7:52. Some good news for Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball. The guys are ranked 21st in the new AP poll, or riding a four-game win streak, and guard T.J. Starks as the reigning SEC Freshman of the Week. Now, the bad news, the Aggs are now down three players following the dismissal of guard J.J. Caldwell, suspension of J.J. Chandler, and the retirement of Dwayne Wilson due to injury. Coach Billy Kennedy says the guys have weathered the storm before, and he thinks they can do it again.
I hope it's done and over. You know, only time will tell. It's an unfortunate situation, but it's been that kind of year, but we've been able to overcome all year, and I believe we'll be able to overcome again.
The Aggie season has been marred by injuries and an inordinate amount of suspensions. I asked Coach Kennedy if his discipline policy is a little more strict than maybe other coaches around the country.
Depends on the situation, you know, and I can't comment on those situations, but, you know, we run a first-class program. This is only the second time we've dismissed a kid in 7 years for anything, and it's unfortunate, and but, you know, we got standards to uphold here, and that's what we're trying to do.
The Aggies will try to overcome the setbacks tonight when they head to Missouri. The Aggs and Tigers have met once already this year, with the Maroon and White coming out on top 60-49. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock, with broadcast starting at 5:30 right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. A couple of men's scores from last night. Number 14, North Carolina, topped Notre Dame 83-66. 20th-ranked West Virginia rolled over TCU 82-66, and Baylor edged Texas in double overtime 74-73. Here's Bears coach Scott Drew after the win.
I tell you what, it was a great game for TV. It showed two teams that really battled, really competed, and at the end of the day, we just were 1 point better. So really proud and pleased of how we were able to have a couple chances to win it, didn't win it, but still maintained and got the win in overtime and double overtime. And the great thing was the leadership, because you had a big win on Saturday, and the normal thing is to let up or be in a situation where you don't have that urgency, and we had it, and really credit our guys for doing that.
Baylor improves to 16-10 overall and 6-7 in the Big 12. Meanwhile, the Longhorns fall to 15-11 on the season and 5-8 in conference play. Now, of course, the Aggies will be in action tonight, but there are some other big men's games on tap. Number 7 Texas Tech plays host to 23rd-ranked Oklahoma at 6. Top-ranked Virginia heads to Miami at 8, and 18th-ranked Tennessee entertains South Carolina at 8 o'clock as well. In the professional game, the San Antonio Spurs were in Salt Lake City last night, paying a visit to the Utah Jazz.
Trying to kick it out, he travels. They don't call it. Mitchell stole it. Mitchell steals it. It's going the other way for the layup. And he scores it. Donovan Mitchell just stole it from Kyle Anderson.
Donovan Mitchell finished with 25 points as the Jazz edged the Spurs 101-99. Kyle Anderson scored 16 points for San Antonio, which has now dropped two of its first three games in its rodeo road trip. Now, the Spurs will be back in action tonight when they visit the Denver Nuggets at 9:30. Meanwhile, Houston heads to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves at 7, and Dallas welcomes Sacramento to town at 7:30. And 17-year-old Californian Chloe Kim put on a dominant display in winning the women's halfpipe and gave the U.S. its third gold medal of the Pyeongchang Olympics yesterday. American Ariel Gold edged teammate and three-time Olympic medalist Kelly Clark for bronze, bringing the U.S. medal count to 6, 3 behind leader Norway. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
He came in for the free consultation, and he gave us an overview of his program. It's not just about lifting weights. It's not just about running laps. It's about total body fitness, from nutrition to how you sleep to how you interact with your environment. And then you get a workout.
If you want to improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness, go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. That's biosystemfitness.com.
All right, guys, deep cleansing breath. That's it. Now head over to David Gardner's at 911 University and just take care of that. You'd meant to be there. I know, that guy on the radio been talking about it for weeks, and you haven't. But it's okay, because there's a tremendous selection, all different price ranges, at David Gardner's at 911 University. Okay, you don't spend a lot of time in a store like that. I understand, and so does David, and so does the staff. So you'll find more and more David Gardner designs there, that the DG creations that David's created over the years and changed in some ways, and you can go to their website and see interesting videos about that when you have time, but today you don't have time, do you? Let me just mention one other designer, of course. It's very popular, and that's David Yurman, It could be that the lady in your life enjoys Davy Yerman already. This may be a great opportunity for you to introduce her to Davy Yerman. They've got a new Davy Yerman Madison chain, which is crafted. It's a very interesting look. They have alternating loops that are cable and smooth, and then they put some gold in the midst of the silver, and some they have that are all gold, some that are all silver, but nice designs. And that's the Madison chain that's crafted from Davy Yerman. You'll find that at David Gardner's 911 University.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Got a 50-50 chance of this stuff, fog, mist, whatever, going on through the day. Won't be a whole lot of rain, maybe a quarter of an inch. 50 will be our high. Tomorrow it's 70, and on Thursday, 77. 41 right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan.